What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. What is up, Wikimaniacs? Support for this podcast starts with, well, you. You can do so by following us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reddit on Wiki and our TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod.
You can find us wherever you find your podcast, and make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser and leave your boys a 5-star rating. Tell us how much you love the show and make sure to tell your friends about us.
If you want to support us financially, consider joining our Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/redditonwiki. For one-time donations, consider contributing to our Buy Me a Coffee page or rock our merch. You can find all our links on redditonwiki.com.
We Americans got off to a tough start in 2021, dealing with a deadly insurrection on top of a deadlier pandemic. It was almost enough to make a grown country lose faith in herself. And to make matters worse, for the previous 4 years, we'd been led to believe that returning to the glories of a delusional past was somehow a valid option. In this perverted view of history, we were encouraged not to be inspired by former success so much as to take a personal victory lap on behalf of our forebears. The great irony in all this is that history, properly conceived, can indeed be an antidote for our current troubles, so long as it inspires us to assume responsibility for the future, as opposed to wallowing in pseudo-patriotic notions of the past. Nowhere is this more apparent than in the origin story of American democracy, an idea that began as the barest of possibilities in a world dominated by all-powerful monarchies. In the space of a single century, however, the idea would give rise to a new nation and usher in the modern world. This is the story of Age of Revolution, an online history series to place on the scales against our recent woes. Think of it as a reset button for what has become a woefully distorted version of patriotism.
The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? It's your boy Sean coming at you with another episode hosted by your boy Sean. It's the middle of October. We're still doing our spooky series, you know what I'm saying? We just did the Salem Witch Trials. What did we do before that? Did we do something creepy?
Did Winchester Mystery Mansion.
Oh. It was John's episode. We can forget it.
Fuck you, dwarf / witch.
Yeah, we throw out John's episodes, you know what I'm saying? We're riding high on me and Josh's.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what... I'm just kidding. Wikimaniacs know John is the best. Everyone probably will flame us.
Yeah. This show wouldn't run without John, and our Twitter would be silent.
For sure. It's not just me, guys, but you guys fucking know that. Y'all know how this show works. This is Reddit on Wiki. We research a different topic every week, and we use Wikipedia and Reddit as our main source of research. Again, for the third time, it's your boy, Sean.
This is episode 14 already, my guy.
You know, 14? I come in Jesus. Hot. No script. No preparation. Hands are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. It's Sean for the fourth time. And with me, my co-host, we got John and Josh. I'm not going to give a crazy intro. That's John's shtick. I'm going to keep my own shtick.
I like
and
it.
And do no really, really bad anxiety ridden.
I like the shtick where you name yourself four times before you name us.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a new gimmick, you know, just try it out, you know, make sure that the people know that for the fifth time, it's your boy Sean coming at you.
It's a name recognition thing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to beat it into the Wikimaniacs' heads. You know what I'm saying?
He's trying to win points, obviously. When we do it next time, we have a poll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So every time it's like, hey, if you repeat my name so many times, you're probably going to vote for me.
Yeah.
They'll be I don't know these other two, but I definitely know there's a Sean on that episode.
I know that there's my boy and his name is Sean. So he's got a, I do like 100 grand candy bars. You know what I'm saying? The most popular of all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyways, Wikimaniacs, today's episode, we're continuing our spooky stuff. We did the Winchester, we did the Salem Witch Trials, and now we're doing Marvel Zombies.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm a self-proclaimed nerd at this point, so I'm going full in on the nerd stuff. I've never read this before, so, you know, I did what we always do, crappily researched through Wikipedia and Reddit.
So you're not a true nerd.
Yeah, I'm not a I had comics, but, you know, as a kid, I couldn't, like, get the whole series, you know, get whole runs. You know, I just buy random comics as a kid.
That's fair. You don't know as a kid. You just get whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know what shit was happening. Dude, when I was in the Philippines, when I was on there over there for vacation, they would sell, like, comic books, but I think they were just, like, reprints, you know, bootleg shit. Dude, like, 50 cents a book, bro. I bought so many goddamn, I filled my luggage with bootleg comics. It was great.
Ain't nobody gonna know if you're just gonna read it.
Yeah, it's just for my reading pleasure. Who cares?
Yeah.
They're the heroes aren't the same. It's slapped in America. The bulk. You know,
it's slapped in America.
The incredible bulk.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. Dude, it's the same shit, but instead of like American ads, it's like fucking, they put Jollibee ads in there, fucking some random shit. Oh, they'll never know. They'll never know.
Oy, hindi nila alam, ha? Ano ba yan?
Yeah, I know exactly what John said. I'm not
same,
from Texas.
Same. We both know.
Yeah, Josh, go ahead and tell him what John said right now. Translate for the Wikimaniacs.
He said, it's your boy Sean for the sixth time.
You better fucking believe it. All right, Wikimaniacs, like we do with all of my episodes, I do one half in Wikipedia, one half in Reddit, and then we end like we do all my episodes because you guys make me do this. And I've learned to go incognito now. So, but again, nice. there's no fixing what I've already done. There's no undo. But we end every episode of mine with some erotic fan fiction. To be honest, with this one, I skimmed through it. So I don't know how bad or how unbad it could be. Just romantic, you know, it might just be nice. Wow.
Haven't they all been romantic?
You know, it depends on.
No, wait, the father-son one wasn't. Don't.
Yeah.
It's not.
Father-son one was bad. I would say.
You can't say anything because the last one was incest.
Yeah, the incest was pretty awful. Did not like that one. But yeah, we'll just have to see at the end of the episode how this goes. There was no contest last episode, so we will all be reading it.
It's a all team effort.
Partaking
now.
In the embarrassment. But yeah, let's hop straight into it. We're reading, quote, the first paragraph, or the quote didn't start, but we're reading the first paragraph of Marvel Zombies Wikipedia. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Quote. It starts now. Quote.
Was that it? Was that quote? It starts now. Quote.
I think, yeah, that's just the first paragraph. It's kind of weird. Oh, I think someone edited it before.
Marvel, come on.
Oh, let me refresh. All right. Quote. Marvel Zombies is a 5-issue limited series published from December 2005 to April 2006 by Marvel Comics. The series was written by Robert Kirkman with art by Sean Phillips and the covers by Arthur Suidam. It was the first series in the Marvel Zombies series of related stories. The story is set in an alternate universe, where the world's superhero population has been infected with a virus which has turned them into zombies. The series was spun out of the events of a crossover story with the Ultimate Fantastic Four, where the zombie Reed Richards tricked his Ultimate counterpart into opening a portal to the zombie universe, only for the latter to contain the former from ever coming into the universe. Y'all got all that?
No, I don't.
Same.
The time travel. Same. Once Marvel started time traveling and different dimensions, they started losing me. I still watch every goddamn episode, but
oh yeah,
I'm confused every time.
So
to be honest, I mean, this is not Marvel, but when I started watching Flash, CW show, when they started doing time travel, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm done. Bro, I'm so confused.
Dude, speaking of the Flash and the CW Arrowverse, what a fucking piece of shit it has become.
Many episodes. There are so many episodes.
I watched Arrow, I think up until the last season, maybe the season before the last one. And it is insane how good and how bad that show can be. Like, the ups are so high and the downs are so goddamn bad. So
I think the last episode I watched with Arrow was it Deathstroke with Joe Manganiello?
Yeah, that's the Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, yeah. When they stuck him in island. I think that was the very last season, what, four?
When they put him on the island? That's like season one, my guy.
Oh, season one. Oh, damn. So I only watched season one of Arrow.
To be fair, John, there are like just 20 episodes per season.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, like Josh said, there's 20, if I remember correctly, 22 episodes per season.
Yeah, it's a slog. It's a slog, some episodes.
You have failed this city.
This is coming from a guy with a Green Arrow costume. You know, it's just fucking bad sometimes.
Make anyways, Sean Green Arrow. That's what we're
asking. Legend has it that he can fit in it again because he's been working out.
Oh, legend is false. Legend could not be more false.
Bro, I was trying to gas you up, man.
Hey, I don't lie to these people, guys. I need to lose like 30 pounds to fit in that bitch again.
See, John, this is why we make fun of you, because we can't make fun of Sean. He just does it himself.
No. I have no shame. If the Wikimaniacs don't listen to my other show, Shots and Thoughts, make sure to listen to this. I'll rehash the story, but in a much quicker fashion. Essentially, I did blood work for my doctor's appointment, and he weighed me and he got my blood work. And then he was like, okay, he called me a few days later, and I was like, oh shit, like, this isn't good. The doctors never call after this shit. And he was like, your cholesterol is super high. Your liver enzymes are super high. You need to maybe drink a little bit less, eat a little healthier. I'm going to book you an appointment in 3 months, and I want to see some weight loss and hopefully the cholesterol going back down. I start at the gym. I'm eating better. I'm fucking working out, burning like 600 calories a workout.
Hell yeah.
I get there. He weighs me. He's like, you've lost 6 pounds. That's good. But I don't mean to be offensive.
This part has fucking got me when I listen.
According to the BMI scale, you're classified as morbidly obese. I'm like, okay, I'm not that fat. There's no way I just skipped from regular to morbidly obese.
Yeah, like to look at Sean, like I know most of our listeners just listen. They don't watch the video. But to look at Sean, you would never think morbidly obese.
Yeah, that guy's fucking not just obese. He's goddamn morbidly obese. It is sickening to look at Sean. It is just, not only does he have pimples on his nose, he has fucking.
Anyway, didn't you say that the doctor too, like you couldn't even say shit because the doctor was like super fit?
Yes. He was like 50 to 60 years old, swole guy. And then he was like,
You just hear swollen? Yeah.
He said, you want to get swole. You know what I'm saying? Thick in a different way, Sean.
He's Dr. Bulk.
Yeah. God damn it. Anyways, back on topic. Here we go. Marvel Zombies. So, since this is in an alternate universe or whatever, I wanted to briefly mention the multiverse. Like Josh said, it is kind of confusing. So the multiverse, and you, shoddies, you're not shoddies. You could be. Maybe you're both. Wikimaniacs. You know, I come with zero script. I'm doing outlines now, which is a step in the right direction, hopefully. You know what I'm saying?
We had to have a talk about that.
Yeah. We had to have a talk. You're like, it's been getting too wild, guys.
Sean, these episodes are an hour and a half. We use 40 minutes of
we're recording for an hour and a half, and I'm like, I still got like my Reddit section left. You guys, you still wanna fucking go? Or anyways, so the multiverse, guys, the main comic multiverse and everything that like the classic comics that happens in the classic comics is called Earth 619. So I don't know why they call it Earth and then a number and not just like universe. Who knows?
Or but Earth number one.
Or Earth number one.
If it's the OG, you know, it should be number one.
Yeah. Who knows? They just want to, you know, it's like Star Wars. You start at four and you just start at a random number so you can go back, make more money.
I gotcha.
Hey, shout out to 619 San Diego, rocking the Reddit on Wiki San Diego Chargers gear, by the way, if you see that on camera.
I can't say shit. Ooh. Chargers are nice, even though they don't rep the 619. You got to bring that up again.
Hey, chill down, man. Fuck, you always bully me.
We got to say, John, the whole reason why the Chargers are in LA, it's a story for another time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go check out our Canadian football episode.
Exactly. Callback. All right. So the main comic universe is Earth 619. The MCU universe also has its own universe title. It's Earth 1. How many nines are in here? 1999999. Five nines. And that's the MCU, and all the movies are all in that universe. But we're talking about Earth 2149. Which is where the zombie universe is. All right. So okay. I instead of at work doing work, I was reading the plot for Marvel Zombies. I had it in a real small window in the corner, so it looked like I was doing work. But what I did is I was reading the plot, and then I found out they released a fuck ton of spinoffs. And then you better believe, instead of doing work for the rest of the day, I just read all of the spinoff plots. All right. So they started, I'll go with the publication order and then the actual like chronological order. So they started with Marvel Zombies, and then they did a crossover with, have you guys heard of the movie, The Army of Darkness, or is it Evil Dead or something like that? I think it's Evil Dead.
So yeah.
Heard of Evil Dead. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy with the chainsaw arm.
Sure.
Yep.
no, not ringing any bells. It was like an 80s movie.
I don't think I've ever watched it, but I've heard of it, so I don't know the character.
You may have seen pictures. I've never watched it. Sure. But essentially, for one reason or another, who knows why, they did a crossover with Evil Dead, and the main character is killing, you know, Marvel Zombies, essentially. So they did Marvel Zombies, then they did Marvel Zombies versus the Army of Darkness. And then they did Marvel Zombies Dead Days. And then they did Marvel Zombies 2, 3, 4. And then Marvel Zombies Return. And then Marvel Zombies 5. They're really fucking milking this for all that it's worth. You know what I'm saying?
I have so many questions I think you'll get to. But are the zombies like sentient? Like, how do you create a story arc with this?
I got you, my guy. Okay. So... the Marvel Zombies are 100% sentient. They think like they do as the heroes. They have all their powers. Brain's 100% there. They're not slow, stupid zombies. They're just the Marvel heroes, but they crave flesh.
Okay. Because that's the TV show portrayed them as just mindless zombies with superpowers, basically.
Oh no, these guys are, they fucking plan out their shit.
Okay.
They are, yeah, they organize themselves and do everything that they would as Avengers. They just decided we cannot move forward unless we eat flesh.
Damn.
So essentially what happened is there was Marvel Zombies, the OG, and it kind of starts in the middle of something. It doesn't really explain how shit went down. It kind of just starts as like zombies are a thing.
Love that.
You just know they're a thing. They're part of the universe. And so it eventually starts out with, I'm going to say a lot of superhero names and Wikimaniacs. If you don't know who they are, not our sponsor Wikipedia, you know, you could just go right on there, find them. And they're paying us all the big bucks to do this show. So essentially the series starts with Magneto, and he is trying to, I think, he's trying to organize a rebellion against the zombies or something like that.
Of course.
But essentially he gets caught. They eat him and kill him. And it's like the main ones are, yeah, he dies instantly.
Jeez.
The main ones are Captain America. He's called Colonel America here for reasons I didn't look into.
Got promoted, man.
Is a colonel higher than captain?
He went from that 03 to 05 or 06.
Nice. Love to see it. Good for him, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's, you got to put your time in grade and time in service.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he took like 50 years off. So he, you know, takes some time.
Kind of lazy, to be honest. Yeah.
Demote him.
Anyways, so zombies kill Magneto. They're led by Captain America, Iron Man, Giant Man, who I, you know, that's Hank Pym, you know, same Giant Man, Ant-Man, same guy.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, Luke Cage, Hulk, and Wolverine. Kind of just an all-star cast. Like,
I was going to say, this seems like an overpowered, like a super lopsided match, like Magneto versus everyone.
All of them.
He was a great source of magnesium.
Yeah. Oh, random, you know, as we do with all my episodes, just talking off script because there is no script.
I was going to be like, what? Where are you going with this?
Have y'all seen that video? I think it was a College Humor video. It's like an older video. And it was why the Avengers are useless to Magneto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's to Professor Xavier. It's the X-Men, isn't it?
It's that. No. It's set in the like the old like arcade X-Men game graphics.
Oh,
but they have all the Avengers come and they fight Magneto, and Magneto like kills most of them like very quickly. Like Iron Man.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Iron Man instantly fucked. Wolverine instantly fucked. Captain America, Vibranium instantly fucked. Black Panther instantly fucked. Black Widow, Hawkeye, they have their weapons, they're fucked. I was like, oh shit. I never really thought about how OP Magneto technically is.
I guess Hulk would kick his ass.
Hulk would fucking undeniably kick his ass.
Yeah.
So right after they kill Magneto, the Silver Surfer comes to warn the Earth that Galactus is coming to eat the world. Galactus is this big, big purple guy that goes around eating planets. That's like his thing.
Now my dumbass is just imagining that fucking Magneto is Greg Abbott. Oh, wait, never mind. I'm Professor X, I mean.
Oh, Professor X is, I would say, much morally on the correct side of history.
Yeah. So they should fight each other.
Dude, I would love nothing more to see Professor X just destroy Greg Abbott. Sorry, that I don't wish, you know, violence upon anybody. You know, shit happens, you know what I'm saying?
It's imaginary violence, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, just imaginary violence. I'm not hurting anybody.
Yeah, it's in a different Earth, you know? It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm talking about on Earth 2149, yeah. You know, multiverse. I would never, ever wish that on Earth 1, our Earth. All right, so Silver Surfer comes. He says Galactus is coming to eat the planet. That's what Galactus does. This is a warning to escape. The zombies turn around and, you know, they do what zombies do. You know what I'm saying? They fucked up Silver Surfer immediately, ate him, killed him. Easy money.
He doesn't have flesh.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they don't really explain like some of these people that are just... I mean, what is Silver Surfer made out of? Is he metal? Is he
actually, flesh? He's metallic.
He's naked either way.
Now that I think about it, in the terrible original Fantastic Four movies, I think he was just a dude and this board made him silver. So I guess if they got him off the board, he'd just be a random person. So...
Wait, was he for real just a person in that movie?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. He was like a naked dude when they took him off the board.
Is that the one with that's the one with Jessica Alba, right?
That's all John remembers.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Yo, fun fact, me and Jessica Alba, same birthday. I was convinced in the eighth grade when I found out that meant we were soulmates. You know what I'm saying? Then I realized probably a fuck ton of people have my birthday, and I was instantly depressed.
And now you're getting married.
She was everyone's bae at first, dude. Right? So it's okay.
Yeah, I ended up better than Jessica Alba. Holla at me. The wife again, gun to my back. just kidding. I love you. Anyways, so just to give the finish off the story, Galactus comes like planned to eat the planet. And somehow the zombies just do what they do and they fucking ate Galactus. Who eats planets. They somehow ate the guy who eats fucking planets. After eating him, they gained all of his powers somehow. That's a thing, apparently.
What are they, fucking Kirby?
They became, exactly. They became known as the Collective Galacti. And essentially, they all their costumes are Galactus costumes now, but, you know, they're zombie versions of themselves. So they have Galactus outfits, but then like their masks and then they're zombies. It's fucking weird.
How much LSD did the writers do?
Dude, honestly,
when they wrote this.
This was 2005. Oh, shit. I was going to say like maybe they're just making money off like, you know, The Walking Dead while that was hype. But that was in 2005. Walking Dead was like...
Although the comics were...
2009-ish, right?
Oh, the comics were... But they weren't like a big hit, were they? Like pop culturally a big hit?
You're asking the wrong guy.
How they came upon this is that for some reason or for some way, they were able to save like the bacteria and the yeast from the bread from the Salem witch trials.
Wikimaniacs.
Listen to our episode.
Like you gotta listen episode. To all the episodes, guys. You gotta listen to all the episodes.
Yeah. Nuggets everywhere.
We're like the Marvel Universe. If you miss one, you don't understand any of the rest.
You don't understand anything. Okay, so after they eat Galactus some fucking how, they essentially take their plan and then just go to fucking space and then go planet by planet, turning everybody into, well, not necessarily turning them all into zombies, but just straight up eating people. Because they tried, before they went to space, they tried eating other zombies, you know, human zombies. And they said, this is not, this isn't prime meat. You know what I'm saying? This is fucking rotted. I want that A1.
This is spoiled.
Yeah, this is spoiled. I need a A5 Wagyu human, bro.
Yeah.
So essentially, that's the first comic. It's not a lot of story. Magneto comes in. They fuck Magneto up. Silver Surfer comes in. They fuck him up. Galactus comes in. They fuck him up.
So they're the bad guys in this.
Yes, they're definitely the bad guys. There is kind of like a side story where the people that Magneto was trying to reach come back down and they can't find Magneto because of course he died, but they find Black Panther who was like stuck in Ant-Man's lab and Ant-Man was just cutting off pieces of his body and like using him as a living cadaver. So he would like feast slowly. So he would always have fresh human. So yeah,
that was in the show.
Oh, was it? Jesus. I haven't watched What If. I need to catch up.
Spoilers. My bad.
No, go for it. It's my own fault at this point.
Yeah.
I don't ever watch anything, so.
They change it a little bit. It's Vision. He's trying to keep Scarlet Witch alive. So he cuts like not Hank Pym, Paul Rudd, basically.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Keeps him alive as a head in a jar and has fed his body to her and is now amputating Black Panther to feed to her to keep her alive. So it's a
wow.
It's a bit of a love story instead of just Hank Pym killing people. But
it's just on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? There is something similar that happens in the comic. Mm-hmm. So not only did Hank have Black Panther, Hank is married to Wasp, just like in the movies. She gets into an argument when she finds out that he has Black Panther and he hasn't been sharing. So he turns into Giant Man and rips her head off.
Oh.
And fucking, yeah. Rips her head off.
That's domestic.
Definitely domestic violence. Definitely all bad. He rips her head off and then eventually, you know, just leaves her as is. But when Black Panther and the Magneto's friends come, they find her head and then they put it in a jar and put that on top of a robot body because somehow she is able to control her. She no longer has the hunger.
Interesting.
So essentially, I'm not going to go. I did read all the plots for all of these, and they get pretty fucking wacky. Like,
that was already wacky.
That was
right. I'm like, damn.
It gets fucking weirder somehow. Okay, so after that released, I guess they made a ton of money off the comics. Then they did the crossover with Evil Dead, right? So it starts with. I'll go with this one. I'll try to cover this main story because then it like spin-offs into other weird shit. But essentially, what happens is it opens up with the main guy from Evil Dead. I think his name is Ash, Chainsaw Hand Guy. In his comic book, he dies and wakes up in heaven or what he thinks is heaven. And then a zombie Sentry, which is another Marvel hero, beats him up so bad he beats him into the zombie universe. This is a prequel. If I didn't make that clear. This is set the time before Marvel Zombies 1.
Imagine getting your ass so beat so bad you start hallucinating about zombies.
Yeah, he gets his ass beat so bad into another universe.
Jeez.
And essentially on his way of being transported to the zombie universe, he gets like a proclamation or a prophecy that what happened to his Earth will happen to the Marvel Universe or whatever. Oh. So he goes to the Avengers and warns them. And then, you know, I guess this character is kind of like a womanizer or a piece of shit. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But they said he was making a lot of, you know, sexual remarks to the women. So they beat his ass out. And then by the time he gets back to them, they are already zombified.
So moral of the story is don't be a womanizer or the world ends.
Or the world ends. So essentially that happens. He warns them and then he and other superheroes that are trying to fight the zombies form a team. And then I think they all just get fucked. They go to wherever the fuck Dr. Doom is. It's a made up country.
Latveria.
Yeah, that sounds right. And then they're in search for the Book of the Dead, aka the Necronomicon.
That sounds cool.
So essentially, the Necronomicon, the Book of the Dead, is, I guess, it's its own talking entity, and it's made out of human flesh. So essentially,
why not?
Come yeah, because everything else is here. You know what I'm saying? So essentially he gets the book to tell them like what is the cause of all this, and then the Book of Death is like, to be honest, I don't really fucking know, to be honest. It's just some weird shit, you know? And then Ash is like, all right, you better fucking tell me what's gonna happen or the zombies are gonna eat you too, because you're made out of flesh just like the rest of us.
Just screaming at him, Carl.
Carl.
Dude, what a throwback. What year was that? The llamas? Is that what we were referencing?
Oh, no.
Both the llamas and
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
They're both flesh eating.
Oh, man.
That kills people, Carl.
Carl?
Oh my god.
Anyway, so essentially he gets the book to send him to, I don't know what he really does. The book cooperates and then orders the zombies to chill. I don't know. Wikipedia, not too clear on that, to be honest with you.
It's the best source out there, right?
But yeah. Essentially, Doom pretty much is able to teleport Ash back to his own world or wherever. And then the story continues. Essentially, it gets into weird shit. The zombies, after they're done ravaging the universe, they come back to Earth. They find the Black Panther and all the other heroes have new Wakanda, and that's where all the survivors are. They come back to Earth because they want to find the time machine. They want to find the portal that opens up to the other multiverse so they can go to other multiverses and then eat all those people because there's nobody left to eat.
Oh.
And then essentially, for one reason or another, some of the zombies just get over their hunger at this moment. Okay. No explanation. They just grow out of the hunger, I guess.
They grab the Snickers.
Yeah. You're crazy when you're hungry.
Right. This is just like a classic misunderstanding.
So they fucking are like, oh, like one by one, they're like, okay, we have fucked up. This is no good. And then the Hulk is the last one to realize that. So he's like, all right, fuck y'all. And then he just starts killing all the zombie people that don't want to eat people. Then essentially it ends with him also losing his hunger, turning back into Bruce Banner, and then him begging them to kill him so he doesn't become the Hulk.
Oh, God.
And then everybody is sort of happy. But then the low-key secondary villain in all of this is some human who wants to take over new Wakanda. You know, hate to bring this Michael up in B. every Jordan. Episode, but guess what race he is?
He was white.
He was definitely white.
I understand. Yes, I get it now.
So he calls a meeting with like the zombies and then somehow got his hands on Mr. Fantastic's portal key and then sends the zombies into the 616 universe. So that way they can continue to make money and fucking spin this shit out.
I understand. But even the zombies make money, and I was like, that doesn't make sense. But
No. Money hungry Marvel, aka yes, Disney, yes. aka our overlords.
They weren't Disney at the time, though, to be fair.
To be fair,
I think,
true.
And I don't think they were making a lot of money before Iron Man, so.
That's
what would
fair.
You call zombie money then? Is it cryptocurrency too?
All right, so that's the end of this episode. So we'll see you guys. That's it. Halloween, baby. But essentially, that is sort of the main plot. There's a bunch of side plots. It gets into like a weird, like four, like three through five, get in like a completely different. I guess they're dealing with the ramifications of them sending zombies to the regular universe. And it ends up involving a bunch of heroes that people don't know about, like Mechanical Man and Mobius and somebody named something Kale. The last name is Kale. Who knows? It's not important. So that is pretty much it on Wikipedia. So before we head into this break, get that ad money.
Cha-ching.
Guys, what do you think about this fucking cash cow Marvel Zombies LSD, no plot really besides zombies eating things comic book?
I mean, it's just like dumb fun. You know, you buy a comic, dumb fun. That's all it is, right? And I guess I respect that, where people can buy it and watch heroes that they would never kill off in the real comics just murder them.
Brutally murdered, dude.
Yeah.
Which Bro, is the part moment, of... The moment they... Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, which is part of what I like about the What If series currently. It's like, they're just very liberal with who they kill off and the plots that they go in. And I appreciate that because it's very different from the classic hero trope, which I do love, and I will watch every single Marvel movie from here until I die, but it's just much different, and I appreciate the weirdness of it.
Yeah. The moment they fucked up Magneto, I'm just like, oh, dude, it's GG's for everyone else.
Done.
There's no going back at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for the Wikipedia section. We're going to get into the ad break, get some money, and then we'll come right back at you with the Wikipedia or
Reddit.
With the Reddit part and the fan fiction. You better believe it. Did I fuck up? Yeah. Yeah, it happens. I'm a human. All right. Bye.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? Support for this podcast starts with, well, you. You can do so by following us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reddit on Wiki and our TikTok at Reddit on Wiki Pod.
You can find us wherever you find your podcast, and make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser and leave your boys a 5-star rating. Tell us how much you love the show and make sure to tell your friends about us.
If you want to support us financially, consider joining our Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/redditonwiki. For one-time donations, consider contributing to our Buy Me a Coffee page or rock our merch. You can find all our links on redditonwiki.com.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? Did you know that since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses? Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment needed. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping. With Stamps.com's new rate advisor tool, you can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code, POD, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
And we're fucking back, baby. Here we go.
Instant.
Hell yeah, baby. We're back in with the Reddit. I don't have a ton of Reddit links, so I kind of went off script and got something not from Reddit or Wikipedia. I don't know if that's breaking the law here, but it is what it is.
We have no rules.
Sick. All right, so this is shout out CBR.com. I believe that's Comic Book Review. They listed the top 10 most horrifying things that happened in Marvel Zombies.
Oh, God.
All right. Here we go. We're going from 10 to 1. Number 1, our favorite story, Magneto gets instantly eaten.
Gets yeeted.
Yeeted.
And yeeted.
Yeeted, yes.
Yeah. Instantly yeeted. All right, so number 9, we also went over this. Hank Pym using T'Challa as a cadaver to eat while he's alive still.
Number 9, I'm afraid to see 8 through 1.
Number 8, the Avengers eat Silver Surfer. Wow, most of these just sound like they're in the first one. Okay, so yeah. Number 7, Galactus Feast. We know that.
Okay. Like Thanksgiving for them.
Here we go. We didn't talk about this. Number 6, Zombie Hulk smashes Thanos.
Oh.
After eating every living thing on Earth, the remaining zombies decide they must seek a food source from somewhere else. Using their cosmic Galactus powers, they head into space to begin eating new planets. However, even that is only a temporary fix. After depleting the population of several planets, the zombies begin to worry about where they will go next. Thanos blames Hulk for eating more than his share. And Hulk, I guess Thanos at this point was already a zombie. And then Hulk responds by smashing his head in. They have a picture. It's essentially Hulk clapping both sides of Thanos' head and it exploding. I see an eyeball hanging out. Pretty graphic.
Making them cheeks clap.
Yeah, clapping those cheeks, you know what I'm saying?
Clapping those cheeks in another form.
Hulk smashing Thanos brought a different picture to mind.
Yeah. If you search that up on the hub, it's not going to be the same Hulk result.
So let me Google real quick. Hulk smashing Thanos' cheeks.
Sounds like I already got it pulled up. That's what we're reading later.
Yeah. There you go. That's a clickbait right there.
All right. So number five, Black Panther and Wasp share a meal. While the zombies are out roaming in space for more meat, the survivors of Earth begin to rebuild things. Unsurprisingly, T'Challa is made the new leader and oversees a peaceful society with a reformed Wasp as his close confidant. One night, an assassin, I believe this is the white man I mentioned earlier, the assassin sneaks into T'Challa's room and stabs him. Attempting to save T'Challa, Wasp bites T'Challa, turning him into a zombie. With Janet's hunger returned and T'Challa's just beginning, this isn't the assassin. This isn't the white guy, but he works for the white guy. They both tear apart the assassin and eat him together.
Oh, God.
Ew.
That doesn't seem like a good idea. Should have just let him die, probably.
They turn him into... Oh, so this is something I read but didn't mention, but after that, they eventually solve their hunger somehow. Wikipedia never explains, really, the loss of hunger, but T'Challa was still the leader as a zombie.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number four, Hank Pym's Human Farm.
Oh, no.
One of the most interesting things about Marvel Zombies is the dark and villainous places the story is willing to take some of its oldest characters. As the zombie hunger grows more intense, these former heroes do some pretty terrible things to ensure that they can continue feasting. Hank Pym becomes the leader of the zombies and becomes consumed by his hunger. Upon returning to Earth, Hank realizes that the surviving humans can be bred to act as an unlimited source of food. Jesus Christ.
Holy.
Let's get this bread.
Let's get this bread. Let's get this shit. All right. We got three more. I'm just going to go over them quickly so we can get into the few Reddit things and so we can get straight into the fan fiction. Mobius's secret weapon. Okay. So Mobius becomes the leader of the Midnight Suns, which is a bunch of like supernatural heroes that go around killing the zombies. He designs a chemical weapon that reacts in a specific way to the zombie virus, which he loads into a gun. When fired at the zombies, it obliterates them into a heap of blood and guts.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Number two, Tony Stark's death. The Tony Stark from another universe is one who was never able to quit his drinking habit and lost his company. But as the zombies take over his universe, he reveals he has an interesting weapon to use against them. Nanobots specifically used to fight the virus. Facing certain death, Tony drinks the nanobots and allows the zombies to eat him. Oh, shit.
Interesting.
So that way he just dies instead of becoming another zombie Iron Man.
So it's like his Iron Man always has a sacrifice, and that was his, I guess, that universe.
Yep. Oh. All right. The final one, Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six. All right, so Zombie Spider-Man, this is when Zombie Spider-Man gets spit out into the 616. He has defeated his hunger, but he wants to be the hero that he used to be. Zombie Spider-Man confronts the villains, but then immediately loses his mind. He rips out Kraven's throat, electrocutes Doc Ock, rips Vulture's arms off, and cuts Electro's head off.
Damn!
Oh, my God.
That's some New York justice right there.
So fucking
God.
It's New York, baby.
Oh, God.
Moving on to Reddit. There's like three quick comic book panels that I found that were pretty good. Or two comic book panels I found that were pretty good. So when when Zombie Spider-Man gets to the regular universe, he runs out of webs and is somehow able to rip out his veins and arteries in his body and use those to swing around buildings. And the comic book frame is sort of disturbing. He rips off a piece of his flesh on his arm and then rips out the veins in his body and then flings it and then uses that to swing and then does it on his other arm. All right.
That is disgusting.
Another disgusting scene from Spider-Man. So this is after zombie Spider-Man has killed the Sinister Six, but somehow Sandman survives and is a zombie.
Okay.
Sandman immediately gets into a fight with regular Spider-Man. While Spider-Man is walking away, Sandman somehow gets into a cut in Spider-Man's body. Okay. And then explodes from inside.
Oh.
And the comic book panel is exactly what you expect it to be. Very disturbing and Jesus. Gross.
They did that on the zombie episode 2 with Hulk.
Did they?
Yeah, they explode him.
Wait, who goes inside the Hulk?
Okay, I'll spoil it for you. So
yeah, fuck it, man. I'm asking for it.
So it's actually it's an Ant-Man. He shoots a dart that goes in the Hulk that expands his heart to explode.
Holy shit.
My gosh.
So he explodes. It's not as gory. Obviously, it's PG-14, so, but he explodes.
I need to watch that.
It's a good
Okay,
a good
and
episode.
Then earlier I mentioned about how weird it gets. At some point in Marvel Zombies, while they're going around the universe trying to eat other planets, they run into a universe where all of the superheroes are monkeys. All the supervillains are monkeys. And they battle out the zombies. And then Dr. Doom is there to battle both of them. Both the monkey superheroes and the zombies. Because he's Doom. Yeah. So he is killing this monkey. I can't tell what superhero the monkey is supposed to be. But essentially, he's choking the monkey. And then he says...
That's a euphemism for something, right?
Choking the monkey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
John has done that 5 times in 1 day. We got to bring it back up again.
He was bored, okay?
I was bored. I was in Wichita, Kansas, all right?
Keeps using that as an excuse. I don't know if it passes. Yeah.
Ain't a damn thing to do out there, dog.
I wonder if we can interview somebody from Wichita, Kansas, and they'll be like, that's absolutely way too much.
They'll say the same shit. I guarantee you.
They'll be like, I remember that day.
It hurts.
I heard screams from the chafing.
From one of the 3 houses in here. Yeah.
So the monkey is trying to give a superhero speech while fighting Doom. Doom grabs him by the throat and said, please spare me. And then the monkey says, I doubt you'll do the same to me. And then he says, no, but Doom is no slave to his appetite. So before I end your pointless parody of an existence, tell me, in your dimension, where I surmise everyone is some type of simian, which species am I? And the monkey says, baboon. And then he immediately fucking chokes him so hard his head explodes. Oh, and he says, baboon von Doom. That is reason enough. To destroy this whole universe.
That's so stupid. That's something John would write.
Baboon?
Hey, hold on. That's the motherfucker who said, you're toast. Get the fuck out of here. I will at least say something more snappy than that.
That's fair.
Don't at me.
Here we go. So I have not read this one, so who knows how bad it could be.
Will we get kicked off YouTube?
Probably. Well, the only reason we got kicked off YouTube that time is because we referenced this article. If we just keep that away, maybe. Alone. Yeah. Okay, so this is called Livewire, and it's written by Fuck and Fluff. So I imagine it's not going to be romantic. All right. Okay. The tags are Bucky Barnes, Motley Crue, Tommy Lee. What? Also, oh Smut, gosh. Avenger Smut, MCU Smut, Marvel Smut, Degradation. Jesus. Vaginal voyeurism. Fingering, voyeurism. Oh,
yo.
No. Porn All without right. plot. Here we go. I'll start, and then we'll have John and Josh go.
Sounds All right. good.
All right.
Summary. Bucky decides to show you just how dexterous he is. All right. So somehow Bucky Barnes and Motley Crue exist in the same universe in the story. So just okay. you gotta just fucking deal with it, guys. All right. So here we go. The start of Livewire. You usually occupy yourself with the 90-ish minutes Buck went to soundcheck each afternoon, whether it was a sweaty sesh at SoulCycle or the self-indulgent treatment at the hotel spa. But today, you had decided to drop in on rehearsal and offer up some support. Bucky and you weren't official, but it didn't hurt to show that you cared.
Clad in a barely there sunshine yellow crop top and curve-hugging miniskirt, you sat cross-legged in the front row of the amphitheater, eagerly waiting for Bucky to take his turn on the drum kit. During soundcheck, the venue ran on a skeleton crew, and the only other soul you saw was a lighting engineer who popped in and out as he was needed.
Wait, pause. This has nothing to do with Bucky Barnes. He's just a fucking drummer in this? What is... I apologize, guys. I apologize. This one's on me. This one's on me.
There's got to be something with his arm in here, right?
We got to hope.
With a flick of his wrist, he could twirl the drumsticks so effortlessly. He almost made it look easy. His double stroke rolls were so precise, and yet the sound that he curated were messy, harsh, and iconically rock and roll. His large palms gripped the oak drumsticks, bashfully thumping against the hi-hat and snapping against the cymbal.
Babe, you're so good with those hands, you coyly commented, smiling sweetly at him.
Yeah? Come here a minute, doll, he tutted, placing both sticks on the middle tom. You tramped up the stairs and onto the stage, just as you were told. You spread your feet a few scoots apart, arching your back in eager anticipation.
Jesus Christ.
Bucky grunted approvingly, both hands creeping up your flimsy skirt as he yanked your hips to hover over his... What is that? Lithe? I don't know.
Who knows?
Lithe thighs.
Buck, there are people here. You motioned to the lighting guy who sat in the booth not 15 feet from you two. He may have been preoccupied with setting the cues for that evening's show, but he was right there.
Dismissing your concerns, he firmly chastised you. No panties, huh, baby? Jesus Christ. What did I say about acting like a slut in public? His voice low and gravelly. Problematic, to be sure. He spat on his index finger and rammed it inside you without warning.
Oh, the metal one?
You got to role play that. Role play the metal one? You got to spin your fingers, bro.
No, I'm not role playing. No, thank you. You inhaled sharply, barely registering what just happened. Eyes wide, mouth open. He brutally curled his index finger inside you. No mercy for how abrupt he was.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
You became a whimpering mess, your moans emitting at a frantic pitch. You fucked yourself back up onto his fingers, but were met with scorn.
Nuh-uh, baby takes what I give her.
Oh, this is bad.
Don't be a greedy whore. He spits out, shoving a second finger inside, allowing not more than 2 seconds for you to swallow it up before tearing into you with a third.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder if this is his metal one.
Oh, you know,
it's truly lazy writing that they haven't mentioned anything regarding what his superpowers are. Why is this in the Marvel section, guys? Anyways,
just the name.
Bucky. Yeah, literally just the name. Bucky. Oh, fuck. Fuck. All you could whine, your velvet walls clenching onto his calloused digits as you felt yourself come completely undone.
And this is the exact reason why I asked these guys to record a disclaimer episode before this. Because of shit like this.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Anyways, closing it off almost.
I'm going to use that line. I'll give the Wikimaniacs an update on how well velvet walls work.
You could feel the pressure build in your abdomen. Felt the stinging rush of arousal radiate through your body. So close to release. You can't take a breath that sates you fully. You can't focus on anything but Bucky's fingers deep inside your tight pussy. You preen and blush as he continues slicing through you. You felt a little floaty, a little dazed. This is what heaven must feel like.
They say all good boys go to heaven, but bad boys bring heaven to you. Is that a saying?
Damn it. Oh, that's what they say. That's what they all say. Jesus Christ.
They all say it.
This is something that she wrote and then just changed the name of a character just to put it in the MCU. So, I apologize, guys. That had nothing to do with comic books. That
And yet it brought us all closer together.
That's true. Now look at you. You have a pickup line now. Your velvet walls.
Oh, gosh, Jesus.
Guys, I'll let you know if I've been divorced by the next episode.
What did you call them?
What did you fucking say to me?
What did you say?
Anyway, for real. But that is it. We did Wikipedia. We did Reddit. We did the fan fiction. Nothing left to say. We did our call to action in the middle. That's the checklist.
Sean has his checklist. Wikipedia, Reddit, porn.
Smut.
Okay. Y'all are making fun of me, but the episode where I did no smut, you guys complained, all right? Also, Wikimaniacs, the listens maybe weren't as good that episode. Who knows?
That's true, actually.
But I'm giving the people what they want, all right? Disclaimer or no disclaimer.
Three fingers.
No. One, I'm giving them what they want. Two, I'm three or four episodes into this. And three, they fucking love it. They fucking love it. Just like you and Bucky, they love it.
The velvet walls of your ear holes are listening to this.
Yeah. Yes.
Your ear holes are the new velvet walls.
There you go.
Penetrating you with our excellent podcasting skills.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing left to be said.
There is. We want to hear you do an outro, a proper one.
Yes. Oh, proper outro. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
You can find our social media at Reddit on Wiki. We have a website, redditonwiki.com. We also have a Patreon, Reddit on Wiki.
Just Reddit on Wiki. No?
Just Reddit on Wiki. Yeah, that's our Patreon. So, you know, you can go on Apple Podcasts. You can go on all the other places to leave reviews.
Like what?
Like, you know,
YouTube?
Motherfucking,
give us a like.
Yeah, you know all the places that John talks about in every episode. You guys know the vibes? Give us reviews wherever. Podchaser? That's one, right? There you go.
There you go.
And fucking Good Pods. You can leave reviews on Good Pods.
There you go.
And fucking, if you want to help us financially, you could buy our merch found on our website. Again, redditonwiki.com. Also, you can join our Patreon to get exclusive
things.
You said
that already?
But I didn't give them the details, John. Do you want me to give the outro or not? You can't be interrupting me. You know I'm nervous. So like I said, if you want to join our Patreon and get exclusive things like getting episodes early, and other things we have yet to discuss, go ahead and become our second Patreon. Maybe our third. Who knows? But
even though we have early episodes advertised, Sean will still get it to you by midnight.
Hey, I'm making changes. I'm making changes. I'm going to be editing a whole week before release now. All right.
Hell yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if I'm good on my word. But yeah. That's it. You know our website, you know our socials, you know how to support us financially if you want to. I don't know what else John could ask of me.
That's it.
So that being said,
all the links are in the doobly-doo.
Yes, below. If you're watching on YouTube, they're in the description. If you're listening on a podcast, in the show notes. If you're watching on Patreon, thank you for your money. All right, that's it for this week. See you guys. You can follow us on all the social media I already listed.
It's your boy Sean,
and
we're saying it for the seventh time.
And if you can't get enough of the three of us, John had an old show called the Dumbfound Dead Podcast, And he still enough. Does more listens to both Let's Start a Cult and Shots and Thoughts combined, even though the show is inactive. It's insane. Thank you for the listens and the money. And goodbye. Love you guys. No more outros again. Or intros. I'm giving it to John for the last and final time this month. Eighth time's the charm. It's your boy, Sean. Bye. See ya.
It's also your boy, Sean.
It's your boy, Sean, and your boy, Sean, and your boy, Sean. We're going to call it off for this episode. If you want to follow us on social media, I'll go through it again. Just kidding. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. See ya.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.